Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
So Nick from Seeking Sister Wife, Caesar needs to call you to get dimensions for his bed. Because looks like two people going to be sleeping in it. Stella and Katrina. Did not see this coming. I did not
did
see
not,
a com- an attempt did at not polygamy.
See a thruple. Well, it's not a polygamy. It's more, as Sean Robinson said, a thruple. I guess it is the
True.
Same. What's the difference? I guess polygamy is they, is there a
polygamy
difference?
Polygamy is more than one wife.
And so you can't have more than
or
one.
More than one husband.
What? And so polygamy would be, would they have their own separate house? You know more than this.
No. Polygamy is marriage.
Marriage,
polygamy
yeah.
means marriage. Yeah, but I'm obsessed with polygamy.
I guess a thruple would be, I guess we don't know, because a thruple is more where all three people are in relationship with one another, and a polygamy is where there's one, usually one man with many women, but the women aren't in a relationship with one another.
I don't think thruple is that well defined.
I know gay guys that have been at a thruple, and they've all ended terribly, but they all fuck each other.
I think that just says something about gay guys.
You've never known any gay people in the thruple?
I have, and they're all messes.
Oh.
They're all three equal messes, and they're not going to complete the other. It's just three messes.
Oh, they all, it's always y'all, it usually is, it's either.
It's always an established couple and a younger guy.
It's established and a younger guy, usually. I saw one, and they all three were young, and I went, this is going to crash and burn in like a fiery night out in West Hollywood at Fiesta Cantina. And I saw later on Facebook, that's what happened, when one of them rage posted.
I've been asked to be in a three-way relationship. I have avoided such relationships. I'm okay with being the other woman.
Yes.
I'm not comfortable with being the third because I am no one's third. I am the one you sneak out to see.
That's the way you like it.
And I show up in my flowing nightgown. What took you so long?
More like just naked.
That's probably true. Yo, that's this is true. The Single Life Tell All Part 2, where
Tell
we find out Caesar is somewhat done with Alona. Maybe.
Maybe.
But he has two other Ukrainian women ready to come over with visas who want to get pregnant by him.
Pregnant.
Do you buy now, this?
No. Now, I don't buy it at all. Is Katrina, didn't he meet a Katrina? on the show?
Yes, but this is a different Katrina.
Do we know that? Maybe it's the same Katrina.
I think he would have said that, and I think they would have flashed her picture.
Maybe that's true.
No, this feels like, y'all, this is the worst type of reveal for the single life, because we don't know these people, and we also know that Caesar's not very reliable.
No. Or as Sean Robinson said, do you make enough to pay for two women?
I love how real world that was, because we've not been in the real world, really, Caesar's season.
No. Tim looked at him and said, that's a lot of nails.
I will say I'm glad to have Tim back, too. And at one point, he's like, "What? He just wants to find like other women. He doesn't want them to get too Western," which I was really grossed out by this whole conversation. But at one point, he's like, yeah, I'm going to impregnate. And Tim's like, yeah, I'm going to break bro code on you there, Caesar.
I was good now, but now it's weird.
You're talking kooky talk now.
I mean, I don't, we'll talk about that, but I think Tim was, it wasn't the best way to say it, but he was trying to say, like, you know, if, like when you were in China, like they would say, like people would stare at you because they don't see someone that looks like you a lot. Or, maybe like that.
Me or Caesar?
You. Well, Caesar too. I remember that.
People would stare at me?
Well, I know that people would get your picture because you have blue eyes. Or like I have a friend who went to China who is black and they said that she was stopped.
Oh, black people.
Everywhere. Yeah. And black, another redheaded friend said.
All the time.
Yeah, another redheaded friend said you'll get stopped too because they don't see that.
No, it was because of my fine features I was stopped.
Fucking Indian Graham before bought you in the ass. They need to do it. We're going to be covering, y'all, the Bicurious option.
Written in the Stars.
We did that. We already did Written in the Stars. We did that. We recorded earlier, but we're dropping it this week. They need to do one for Enneagrams.
Oh, it would be crash and burn.
All the Enneagram forms would just be horrible.
It'd be awful. No, the Enneagram fours would just eat each other. There can only be one.
There can only be one.
That is the truth. If there was another one, I would murder the other person. They would never put us together. I'm like, who are you? I'm the Enneagram four. No, you're not. No one else exists. I am the only one. Yeah. Y'all, I want to say, if you also hear what sounds like sawing, that is still the continuing tile sawing process that's going on. They promised my neighbor would be done. It looks like it's going to be another 2 days because slow.
At least they showed up. I'm still waiting on the guy to come fix my heater 2 months. And he says, today, boss man is the day I'm going to come. And I'm like, please don't call me boss man.
I get very uncomfortable with that unless it's in the bedroom, and then I welcome
it. I get that. You know, I don't think I would mind if he would actually fucking show up and do the work.
It sounds like you're fine with it.
I hate people. All right.
Y'all, anyway, part two of this single life tell-all delivered. I can't believe everyone is falling for it with Tiffany. The whole cast just is falling all over, like they've never seen a season with her before in it before.
You know, you're going to get angry when I say this.
If I was near you, we're doing this remote, I'd throw water in your face.
We're doing this literally because I'm waiting on this fucking guy to come fix my heater. But... it's not, I agree with you. It's not, I'm not fooled by her. I'm not fooled, but I.
You fooled me, Jerry.
You fooled me, Jerry. I watched this segment and I went, why is there a part of me that still roots for her though? That wants her to like.
I had to fight it back.
I think, but what I've been thinking about this and I went, it's actually not about Tiffany. It's that I hate Ronald so much.
Yeah.
I want someone to stick it to Ronald and give Ronald what he deserves. And that made me feel better.
We root against the abusers, always. Yes,
we want Ronald to have justice. And if Tiffany is the person to deliver that justice, so be it.
But she really didn't. She did it in a way that was. The problem is we did not see their conversation before. So we only really have her account. So we don't know what they agreed to say. We only know what she told us. Let's just get into this.
Yeah. And Ronald's a pathological liar, so you can't believe a word he says. Yeah. I think everything that came out of his mouth on this episode was a lie. Except for when he said they need to get divorced.
And this is the thing. I still don't think it's the end with Ronald and Tiffany. I still don't think it's the end.
I don't even know.
Do you?
I want it to because I hate Ronald so much. So I want to say yes, but there is about 20% of me that 40% that says they're going to get back together.
She's still saying, I don't want to keep him being a father away from his child. You're doing your child a favor. We said this the last time.
Yeah.
This is when you have to take executive action here.
Yeah.
It's going to seriously affect your life. And she's like, I don't want to take that away from Carly. What are you giving her? A relationship that if you barely know Ronald at all, you know he is the type to turn their daughter against Tiffany in the worst possible way.
For sure.
He will love doing that. He's a terrible, awful person. I don't use this word a lot. He's an evil person.
Awful, evil person like Bilal. And he, as Tiffany said, they were there 4 months. She said they had peace for 3 days, y'all. They couldn't even make it
while the cameras were there.
While the camera was there. And basically, he was asleep and his phone rang and she answered the phone. And it was this woman that he was with. And turns out, she says, we're still together, Tiffany. He told me you were just bringing Carly and that you're staying at his mother's.
She's just bringing her and she's staying. Now, do I believe this? Yes, I 100% believe this.
I do too.
I just can't get on the train that Tiffany, this seems way out of left field. I can't believe there were no signs.
Oh, no signs.
Of this.
Well.
Because she knew he had dated other people. She knew
that. Yeah.
I'm just saying the image that she's creating, this is what I had a problem with. She's creating this bad bitch. See, you don't turn on Tiffany. See, I can spot this stuff. That's, this is bullshit. She's been in a relationship with this guy for 5 years. He's always been this guy.
He has.
I reject this heroism that she got, that she immediately became Tina Turner. At the end of this segment.
Because she said, I want him to meet me halfway, but I feel like then just by meeting him halfway is going to be, that's a way for Ronald to weasel himself into your life. And
she basically, one of the things she says here is,
shut the door.
She says that before, the big reveal here is, she said, before the tell-all, Ronald and I both said that we were going to act like we were going to pretend that everything was fine. So the big power move that she made, that she's saying she made, is just lying to him and spilling it all on national television.
And that's why he gets so, that's why he kicked the screen. That's why they show him he's so angry because she played him.
Because she played me. She played me.
You know what? Good for her. Good for her.
I agree. I don't buy this narrative that she is this.
Well, no. And you know, after he's off camera, but as Sean says, another big reveal is that she already met with the divorce attorney once. The divorce is already in action.
He doesn't know.
She said, and he doesn't know.
But guess what? Dan's here. So forget about Ronald. This was jarring.
It was absolutely jarring. It was very, and he's like, hey, he calls her, hey, princess. So clearly they're dating. They've been dating.
I laughed like a fool.
It's
because anyone's going to want to date Tiffany with this kind of baggage.
I know.
Just
Sean's
saw
like,
that.
Yeah. Tiffany's like, Sean said, did you watch? He's like, yeah, I watched that. And I went, and that's when you run, Dan.
No, I would have been like, do we have Dan? Oh, he just left.
He
oh.
Just,
he just hung up the phone. Line,
a it's light like swinging.
Roadrunner.
Boom, 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 boom,
y'all,
boom.
Mark my words. Tiffany's going to get bored with Dan in a week. There is no way. She knows she needs a guy like this. Fuck.
We've all tried.
This guy is lovely. He is vegetable lasagna. And I know because I got a little Tiffany in me. I would chew vegetable lasagna up and spit it out.
I don't have as much Tiffany as you, but I do have a little. But we don't have a history of choosing what we need.
Absolutely not. And even if this guy is what she needs, it's going to be everything in her. He's going to be nice for a while, and she's going to get bored. Because the drama that she needs in a relationship that is familiar for her is not there, because she's never going to break her fucking patterns, as we've seen.
She will if she does work on herself. But years of therapy, honestly, group therapy would be great for Tiffany. Y'all, group therapy is great, especially if you're working on interpersonal relationship stuff.
Yeah.
She needs to go in. She needs to not date anyone for a long time.
I thought the same thing. I wrote down
3 or 4 years.
I wrote down, hey, Tiff, why not be single for a while?
Why not date me? Because she's never been to me.
Oh, you mean date herself?
Yes, boy, date herself.
Fuck, true.
Have an affair with yourself, y'all.
I do daily. And it is wild.
He fights with himself. He cheats on himself. He's crying. Then he makes himself laugh. And then he's in love again.
Oh, it's all great.
He throws a drink in his face and then he laughs it up.
I even cut my own brake line.
It's true.
So then at one point she's like, see you soon. See you Tuesday.
See you Thursday.
This was such bullshit to happen right after. I was laughing at how jarring this was. It was ridiculous to me.
She said after the break, Tiffany said, I knew my gut, I was doing the right thing. We're someone that's in an abusive relationship, and this is like a verbally, emotionally abusive relationship, not to make Tiffany a victim. I don't mean it that, but when she said...
She is a victim. She is. She is 100%
she says,
a victim.
This is helpful for me to show that you don't have control over me. That's a good thing for her to say. If she just had that realization, but the awareness and the realization that Ronald can't control her, because... That is something, when she said that, and I thought back of how she's act, even when she was, quote, dating and all that, it was like Ronald has this pull and control on her. Yeah. The problem is, I bet Tiffany thinks, now that I figured that out, for some people, it is like suddenly the light switch goes on. But for most people, and this is somebody talking from somebody who that enjoys a good Codependence Anonymous meeting, this is a continual thing you have to keep working on so you don't get into that habit and then suddenly you're in that, quote, control of someone again.
Here's why I don't believe she's going to do it.
Well, no, I'm saying I don't know if she's going to do that.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Evidence will tell you that. Season after season after season, she emerges as the victor.
Every single time.
And we're like, up, y'all, Tiffany's back with Ronald. Up,
but
Tiffany's back
with Ronald.
But this is the
first time where she said, you don't have control over me. I went, maybe, but I'm not optimistic about it.
Ronald dude does have this, and I like all the cast is like, yay! And I'm like, so we're just all happy for her in this new relationship of this guy who she's been out with twice. I think the single life is the biggest indictment of heterosexual relationships I've ever seen, and that's kind of why I love it.
It's really good.
If anything tells you that heterosexual relationships don't work, it's the single life.
It's the single life. Ronald, you know, says, I'm angry, I'm hurt. He said, Tiffany's not the same Tiffany I fell in love with. Again, all martyr, claiming no responsibility for his own actions.
He says he's going to get a divorce. Again, I just, one of the reasons I don't believe it even this time is these people are saying, you said she's saying different things this time. I still feel like it's the same, as you like to say, same script. Actually, it's not same script, same different cast. Same script, same cast.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same beat. And I'm tired of this. It made me gag when all the cast was like, boy, Tiffany, I didn't see you had that in you. I'm like, she tries that every season.
I mean, it's, you know, we probably go through a similar experience that a lot of people that have family members that are friends that go through this. It's just hard because Tiffany's on. It sucks for Tiffany, honestly. I think one of the worst things for Tiffany, good in some ways for her career and things like that, but for a relationship, it's terrible that they're on television.
100%.
Because she's
especially her two small children.
But she's also having to deal, but I mean more for her that she's having to deal with people's judgment, people whatever, because it's hard enough to break away from someone in an abusive relationship when it's just normal life. And then when you're under this microscope, I don't mean this to give her an excuse. I mean I could see how I could shame her, but at the same time, I'm like, you have a perspective that other people don't. How do you not, when you watch the season, like when Tiffany watches last season and how of the sing or happily, whatever the season they were on, the other way, I think they were on when it was terrible.
Started with the other way. It's always been that, terrible.
but she gets a vision that a lot of people don't have, I will say, the luck, the privilege to get. She literally gets to see herself in
That's
that
true.
Relationship. And she still can't. And so it's just like, wow, the power of this.
But that's
is
what
deep.
I'm saying. The amount of, that's why I'm saying, I don't know. There's a certain resistance to change for her and a hard-headedness to resisting to actually change herself.
Mm-hmm.
That if she hasn't done it in, this was her fourth season, I think, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
If she hasn't seen it in four seasons, yeah. When's she going to see it?
We don't know.
I'll tell you, never.
I hope
that's why
so,
I've given up.
Probably.
I've officially stopped caring.
You reminded me, speaking of heterosexual and some queer relationships, y'all, Love in Paradise season two is about to drop on TLC. It came on Discovery Plus several months ago, I think in June or July. But it is dropping on December 19th. Is
yes.
that when it was? December 19th.
Doing they're two at a time.
Two episodes at a time. So we'll be dropping those on our free feed. We have to say, the Single Life and Love in Paradise are the best versions currently of the 90 Day Fiancé franchise.
Currently, this I liked Toe.
I like Toe, but I like these both better.
You know why? Because they're shorter.
Maybe
they're
that's it.
Shorter
yeah.
in scope. I think that's it. I don't know. Can we move on to Caesar? I'm so tired of talking about Tiffany.
It's true. Yeah.
Really never, ever like talk about her again.
She's going to come back because she draws a lot of people. It's going to happen.
Does she?
Yeah.
Does she really?
Yeah. She's got a lot of Instagram followers. A lot of women relate to her. I think there are people that again, like, I fought that thing of why I root for Tiffany. I think a lot of people still root for her or see themselves in her.
So people don't see every time she gets out of it, it's just another kind of fake win, which is what it was this time.
Maybe they're in their own relationship and they see that.
Yeah.
I think sad people like Tiffany. You got to be sad. Yeah, we're going
to
take
I think you do have to be in crisis. I agree with you.
Yeah, you have to be in crisis. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I want the Ukrainian women, straight from the country. They don't need to be polluted with other Western values. Michelle? Well,
you disrespect my country! That terror drive!
Okay, I liked when she came for him about this. Because, of course, she's going to say that. Because it feels like he's basically stereotyping all Ukrainian women. And it feels fetishizing, which it always has. I still say, y'all, if you squint at Caesar long enough, we all think it's kind of creepy and funny. It gets less and less funny as we go on. It's full on sex tourist.
We already have Bilal and Tiffany this right now. I don't want to squint at Caesar. I'm just going to see the fun.
I think my eyes are wide open to it. I'm
going to say this. Can we get Veronica to host the tell-all? Because
at least she said things that were kind of like
Natalie couldn't describe what you were talking about, the fetishizing. And Veronica was able to put to words, like, she brought up, like, there's a power dynamic, Caesar, that you're not acknowledging in this.
Right.
Like, she brought up things that I think we all have been thinking. And that's the problem, again, with these tell-alls. I will say, I know he's not always your favorite, but on at least some of the Southern Charm and Below Deck, Andy Cohen will often bring up the things we're thinking about. And again, there's this history, kind of like on fucking this season of Love is Blind, where in the tell-alls, the host does not bring up the elephants in the room that we all have been wondering.
Right. No, it's true.
For Veronica, I loved her on this.
When she said, you find him at Wives or Us?
That was great.
And Tim's like saying, I think what he's saying here is he doesn't want these women westernized. I'm like, could you said it worse? Could you have said it? I'm like, that's also really gross. I don't want them westernized.
He didn't realize what he's saying about women in the West.
It sounds like you're talking about Persian cats.
Yeah.
It sounds really awful.
It's really bad. It's bad. It's not good.
I don't want them to get crossbred other cats. Yeah. Mm-mm. They catch diseases, you know.
Oddly enough, Tania was his defendant. Because, you know, Tania, everyone should just love and let love. That's Tania's way.
She is so full of shit on this episode.
Because Tim even says, why does this trigger? And Veronica says, because he wants someone to control. And here's the deal that they don't get or forget. Caesar is real dumb, y'all. He's real dumb. I don't think he knows. When you talk about the word power dynamic and what he doesn't understand what that is.
Oh, I agree with you, but it doesn't matter. That's what's happening.
No, I'm not using that as an excuse, as excusing his behavior. But he has he doesn't think of that. He doesn't think
he doesn't know what he's doing.
Controlling of these women. That's what's not fascinating. Well, it is. It's fascinating and really sad that Caesar, y'all, there's a lot of people. Does Kimberly actually think Usman really loves her down deep? If you put her in a cave with a single light for like 2 weeks, someone like her,
and you did hand puppets on the wall, which she believed they were animals.
Yeah,
after a while,
Muhammad and Eve, Angela, Michael. If those people would eventually break and say, he doesn't love me. Caesar would die in the cave thinking this person truly loves him.
It's not even that. That I agree with you with. But the answer is simple. When he says, why are Ukrainian women? He can't say this. Because I love really hot white ladies.
He can't say that.
Period.
Period. That's it.
He can't say that. He knows enough not to say that.
He does.
And
he does.
He knows that.
The producer told him, don't bring that up again, Caesar. You said that about your interview.
I like
don't
white say, hot ass. Don't
say I like white chocolate. I like warm potatoes. Whatever
any of that.
He says. Yeah. Cream. Yeah. Creamy cream.
No, avoid that. Avoid
that language.
But I think this all goes back to, I think you're right. He would say it's not about that because he's so ridiculously dumb.
He's denser than a fruitcake.
Yeah.
Do you like fruitcake?
No, it's terrible. Do you?
I haven't had it in so long. My mother likes it, but homemade fruitcake, not the kind you buy.
I will say, I've had really good fruitcake that my grandmother used to make. She made it every year. She made fruitcake cookies. It's a different kind of thing. You rarely get really good fruitcake, especially if it's got rum in it and things like that. The stuff you buy is garbage. You might as well just throw it directly into the trash.
My mom made it had rum, and I remember it had a very like clovey cinnamon taste.
It wasn't so sweet. If you can have that, also with fruitcake, you can't eat a lot of it. You need to eat like a piece. But I was obsessed with helping my grandmother with, because I loved all the little colored candied fruit.
No, because you were gay.
That's true. They look like jewels, and I wanted to run them through my hands, throw them up in the air, and dance under them.
Same reason why I wanted to help my mother bake, because we're gay. Because we're gay. That's why.
I really was interested in a lot of the other cookies, but the fruitcake cookies, yes, because I was a fruitcake. She knew at the time, I think, that I was her little fruitcake.
I actually, when you come tomorrow, you know, I have a gift for you tomorrow, because tomorrow we're cleaning out the garage, you know, of all of our shit to make room for all our...
Other shit.
But I bought you a piece of cake today. I was at a place and they actually had lemonade cake. And I know you love lemon cake. So you have a slice.
Hopefully it doesn't get
bad
after that.
It's one night. It'll be in the fridge.
All right. You put cake in the fridge.
I'll put it out tomorrow morning so you can eat it directly with your hands.
Oh, the refrigerator dries out cake.
It does dry out cake. I wrapped it in parchment paper and put it in the fridge.
I don't want people thinking we fuck around with cake. Where am I? It's your fault for bringing up fruitcake. So, y'all, the reason he says this is no one wants me here, so I'm going to go to another country. And I think even, I don't know if it's Debbie who asked this or Sean, but she's like,
have you tried a matchmaker in another country? And Tim's like, well, let's say he's been dating for like 50 years in this country and nothing's happened yet. Again.
You said a matchmaker in this country. You said yeah. other. She asked me if you had a matchmaker in America.
That's what I mean. Thank you.
Yeah.
But it's still like, this is cognitive dissonance. None of this really means anything.
But he said this is different because they have visas. When I went, I leaned in when I went, huh? I'm like, so if they have visas, do they think you are rich enough to take care of them?
Obviously.
I don't know. It also made me wonder.
I don't believe these two women exist.
But they already, maybe they're other Maria, but they already have visas.
I think what if it's just to have something to say on the tell-all.
I wouldn't doubt it. What if it's Maria and she just changed her name to Stella?
Or Katrina.
Or Katrina.
I think Maria is actually done with him. So.
But it also makes you wonder, are these people not taking advantage of him, but...
Yes, they are.
But no,
they are taking advantage of him.
Because their country is at war and they're trying to flee their country right now and feel safe. Like, is Caesar taking advantage of that? There's just... Because let's be honest, that's why he and Alona broke up, is because she wants to stay there with her father.
Oh, Alona's so selfish. Right, everybody? God, Caesar, it's familial.
And when she
loyalty.
Said that, I went,
yeah.
Okay, but if you're really in love with her and she's the love of your life.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how quickly he switched?
How quickly that switched.
He's a dirtbag. Bottom line.
A very shallow dirtbag. But Caesar says he doesn't give them any money. And Debbie asked a good question when she said, what do you talk about? And Caesar didn't really have an answer for that.
No.
Y'all don't pull over. That's me. Don't pull over.
I don't think these two women are real.
You know, now that you say it, it's a little tinfoil hatty. Your drag queen is coming out.
Tinfoil hatty. Hey, boys.
But I kind of agree with you.
I agree. I think Alona probably said, probably close to the tell-all, I can't come over there. I've decided I can't leave. And he had, instead of showing up like sad panda like he normally does, he had to say, look at me. I'm Caesar Mac. Look what I can get.
Maybe he got the idea from Frankie. He was like, I'm going to be like Frankie on Love in Paradise.
He does bring up.
That's such a good storyline this season.
This is why this feels weird. He says, I'm going to get both these women pregnant.
Pregnant.
So already we're in this, it feels like a fantasy.
Yes.
So not only are these two women going to live with me at the same time, we're going to sleep in our big Seeking Sister's Wife Davis family bed, and we're going to get pregnant at the same time and kind of raise our little another cult family.
We will make our garden grow.
Don't ruin that song for me. I will cry my eyes out every time.
Not if you think about Caesar fucking two women and making babies. We'll build a home.
No. So, and Deb says, they're scamming you. Which is, if they are real, they are definitely scamming him in some way.
They are.
And then he continues to insult. And then Natalie says,
you're disgusting.
You are insulting my country. And why she says that is, it's like, I don't know why they want to come here. Their men don't treat them well. And even more weird shit about Ukrainian men. And this whole segment was weird.
Can I just say, though, I actually think Natalie just needs to sit down and shut up. And she has no reason to be angry because she's dating two men at the same time.
But what she was trying to say there is he was making horrible generalizations about her country.
He was, but it kind of just doesn't really help her when she's dating two men at the same time.
What's wrong with that?
It's wrong because she's telling them both, I love you, I want to be with you, I need an answer from you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh,
I don't think she was, I think she was speaking as a Ukrainian at that point.
Yes, I know, but I'm still just like it, when she's like, you're crazy, Caesar, you're, I'm like, sit down, Nutley.
Oh,
down.
I think she has completely the authority to talk about when he's bad-mouthing where she's from. She's extremely proud of it, and her country is at fucking war.
No, she does in one way, but I just, again, I just feel like Natalie doesn't need to throw around the C word at people.
What's the C word?
Crazy.
Oh, that's true. I think
like Veronica, Tania, Debbie, even sure.
Well, the problem with a show like this is to follow that to the extension is no one has any right to talk about anything because they're all disturbed, except with the exception of Veronica, probably.
Probably.
But that's a tell all thing. They all can weigh in on things, unfortunately.
All right, even though that's they're all messed segue. Up. Ironically, I thought I actually found myself kind of feeling for Tania, actually, in this, and she actually made sense to me a little bit more in this tell all.
Say more about that, because she made no sense to me.
Meaning that she made no sense in some ways, agreed, but she made sense, or she, it was like this, I don't think what, well, she made sense to me, and maybe just a little bit of psychology brain in that she doesn't realize it so. She had a complete loss of this relationship, and what's going to be bad for her is that she's a different person that changes you, but yet people are saying, but you're saying you wanted this, and I realized in watching her, I went, oh, it's kind of what we've always said. The reason why she's Tania and not Tanya, because she thinks she wants this life that she is not ready to have, has no business. And even like Veronica calling her out, like, you didn't look like you wanted a baby in Aruba.
Right.
Like, your actions don't match your words. And it made me feel for her because I went, you're like, I definitely saw putting
you
together.
You said she made sense to you.
She made sense to me in the fact of like, again, someone who doesn't need to be going through this on a television show. I look at the season from the past and the way she is being now too. This woman I felt for in that, like she just really got fucking broken from this breakup. And I think she has no business trying to like put her dating life on television right now. And it made sense why, you know, at least when I've watched this whole season with her, you talk about being safe. I didn't never felt unsafe, but I always just felt a little like this feels icky or almost like too voyeuristic. And I realized watching this whole season, I'm a little uncomfortable watching her right now because you can just see she's in pain.
I think when
that's what
the,
I mean by
the way when
sense
we say
me.
Make sense, it means Tania's making sense to when she's what she's talking about.
No, I'm
not
sorry. I
the
meant
character
sense
of Tania.
She made sense to me in my mind of why she's
okay,
behaving this way.
I just
way.
Did not understand the way you were talking about that.
So it's just, we watched a season of her
everything she said was ridiculous.
It's just like a bleeding wound right now. And I just like, girl, you need to not be on the show for a while.
I agree with you with saying that. I'm saying, I thought you were saying the things she was saying were holding water.
I saw her clearly, I think. More in the better way.
I could see that. So what does that mean when you say, so what do you see her clearly as?
Just that I think I saw her clearly. Again, that's just a really broken person that does not need to be dating people on a television show right now. A person
right.
who needs to just go do sound baths by herself. Who needs to just go. Yeah. All
question,
that things.
Do you think that's going to happen?
No. I think that, again, it's this, you know, part of, I think, growing as a person and really is we all make plans for our lives. We plan things that, but part of it is the, of whatever, I don't like to use the word happiness or contentment, but whatever that is when we feel like we're in a good place is a lot of times when we accept what's been given to us and make the most of that. And Tania is in that space of, I'm not going to accept what's given to me. I'm going to force something. I'm going to force another narrative that actually makes no sense to me. And I don't want to do it all, but that's the narrative people tell me I should be doing.
It's interesting what,
or the culture or whatever.
You got a different thing out of her. And I think you're just leading with more empathy than I am. But when she said she could not understand why Debbie is like, so why don't you get divorced? She's like, why are you saying that? The thing is, Tania thinks her feelings about divorce are much more important than anyone else's feelings about divorce. So let me finish this. She's a ridiculously self-involved person who is never going to let anyone else in.
I was going to say, I think she values her feelings over everyone else, period. You don't even need to add and the divorce.
I have a really hard time and getting beyond that.
And part of that, that ego thinking for her is she thinks she can rise above her pain just by the will of, well, this is what I want. She thinks she can just force it into and she's trying to force life to happen for her.
I could not get over the fact she couldn't understand why someone would be upset that she was divorced if she thought she was mentally and emotionally divorced.
Yeah.
And Debbie kept...
I mean, we talked about it in the season. Yeah. Debbie was all of us.
And I know Debbie kept saying, but why don't you just do it? And she's like, I'm telling you the same answer. And I'm like, no, you're telling her... You're telling us how you feel. Debbie's trying to ask you a logical question about why you don't want to. And she says her response, y'all, is, I never think about it. So it doesn't matter. It only matters to me, not who a person who I'd be dating would worry about it. They're just going to have to think like I am, that my divorce doesn't matter.
Yes. Yeah.
It's appalling. Absolutely appalling.
No idea. No idea what she wants. When she said, my goal is to find love, but I'm looking to explore singles and couples, and the Veronica said, yeah, threesome probably isn't the best place to have a baby.
And I say this again. That's genius.
It was genius.
I say this again. She is afraid. She is running scared. She talks so big about this idea of...
She's mourning the person who she was in a relationship with who says he'll never love her like that, and it's not her soulmate.
No.
Remember, y'all... He's not her soulmate. So it's actually not about love. It's about loneliness. It's about dependency.
Infinitely frustrating. Like every time I start to get used to her, there's a whole other dimension of irritability that comes out.
I think too, though, what I like about her storyline, and maybe just because we live in Los Angeles with a lot of actors and... But I feel like I know a lot of people that are going through this.
The other thing, y'all, they bring in, she does bring up the thing about Veronica said, I don't think you ever wanted a baby. And it's like that kind of circumspection is beyond Tania. And weirdly, though, she has an advice podcast where she gives advice to other people and she can kind of think critically about other people's lives.
So can Tiffany.
It's true. And they just are kind of immune from it in their own lives. It's remarkable. I don't know. It's kind of like me and mine, I guess.
I was going to say.
My personal life is a mess.
I was going to say, we all do that. And we do that because even if you're a not judgmental person, it's easier to give advice on somebody else's life. But when we have to give our own advice, often we have to look at our own vulnerability and weaknesses. Right. And that's too scary.
And then she says that this is really interesting, and you know then how much she's put on herself about marriage, and she cries for this, and I don't think she realizes how she means this statement, but it sounds ridiculous. She said, I didn't get married to get divorced. What do you think she means by that? I've been thinking about it.
I think I think that was her fairy tale love. I did, but she doesn't want to say that.
Bingo.
But she doesn't want to say that because that feels not a strong woman. That does not feel feminist to say that. So, but that's what she wanted, a fairy tale love, and it didn't happen. And, you know, and to her credit, I think, at least from what we saw, I think she probably did better in that relationship than Sinton did. I think. Like she said on this, she kind of became, quote, the less fun one because Sinjin didn't want to have any type of stability in his life. But also, after watching this, I went, oh, I can see Sinjin's side where I bet they got married and Tania totally changed.
Then she became, that's why it's saying things like, it's extremely traditional to say this. And yeah. Like what she would say. And she's like, I didn't get married. In other words, I'm going to get married one time in my life and it's going to be my forever love.
And she had this idea, she said, of being young when you got married.
Yeah. Everything's like super traditional. And being a young mom. She said, I want to be a young mom.
Yeah.
She's so confused in her life.
It's like Veronica called. She's so confused and she has no idea what she wants. And her actions don't match her words at all.
Debbie, I told you, I just don't think I'm, it's just, I never think about it because I never
kill
think
her,
about
mom.
It.
Kill her, mom. Kill her right here in front of everybody, mom.
Kiwi, this is the closest I've come in a couple years to trying to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You can satisfy your brother soon, Pee-wee.
Thanks for putting me on the camera side this tell-all, mom. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Pee-wee is front and center.
I like the singer. I like the singer, him and dancer and the ringer.
Then at one point, Joel comes on and...
He is attractive.
And says, he's like, yeah, the whole marriage and divorce thing really bothered me because they were showing it. And Joel basically says, he's like, yeah, but it bothered me because it means it has a symbol to mean that you can't move on. It seems like... From where I am, it seems like you're not in, from my feelings are, you're not that. And what's funny is Tania argues with other person's feelings like she doesn't want people to argue with hers.
She really believes that my opinion, my feeling is my feeling and you can't argue with that. It's fact.
This made me murderous when she's basically saying, he's like, well, the way I felt was it made me think that you were, she's like, but that's not what it is at all. That's not what it is at all. And I would just say, if she would have just said, I'm sorry that you feel that way. And I can see how that would bother you, how you think that. It's beyond her to do that. It's remarkable.
He doesn't think she's over Sinjin. And the producer asked Sinjin backstage, do you think she's over you? And he says, I don't.
Yeah. I agree with him. I don't think she's over him.
We need to talk about the turtleneck in the room. The thing I did not expect to talk about on this tell-all. But y'all, they take a break and it's time to talk about male sexual health. Y'all, because Tim and Caesar are having a conversation. Tim feels old and Caesar's got low T, y'all.
I thought it was about to be a commercial about low T.
I thought it was going to be a drug commercial that they integrated in the show. Yes.
It's like, when Caesar said, yeah, I got low testosterone. And Tim's like, I got something just for you. You got to open this. I buy this in my local vape shop. You know.
Really?
And it was going to give him some testosterone pills. He's like, and Tim's like, you take the shot in the ass. And Caesar's like, I'm getting used to it. I'm going to take something. But when he said he had low testosterone, I almost fell off my couch.
I almost fell again. And then Tim, I didn't want to watch this again because I already had to watch it once. So I'm going to ask you, Poodle, how did we start talking about circumcision?
Because he said, are you clipped? And I think Caesar thought that was circumcision instead of, I think they meant vasectomy. Like, are you clipped?
Ah,
that's
yes,
where we got into it.
Can affect testosterone.
So, like Viking or vegan, it was another. It was another kind of
misunderstanding
by Caesar.
And so Caesar says,
He's like, I'm circumcised. And Tim's like, me too. And then Debbie comes in. Debbie acts like they just ask her, does she want her coffee black or white? She
Mom,
just goes,
you
want to hang with the man who's
been
circumcised before? She doesn't even bat an eye.
She's like, you know what? This reminded me of my family at home at Thanksgiving.
Circumcised. And then she told us why Kurt Colt was uncircumcised.
I'm sure he loved this.
He was born really premature. And so his dad said, wait, my brother's not even waiting for it anymore.
Yeah, we should have killed him then, Mom.
Hush, Pee Wee.
So I started to say, I can't believe you're saying this about Colt. And I went, oh, wait, he's already released his dick of him jacking off to everyone. So we've already seen it.
Extremely unattractive penis.
I've not seen it. I don't
want to
see it. You have.
I could have gone my whole life.
So they ask, Debbie says, who's not circumcised? And Tim's like, I am. And Caesar just goes, I can't say. So I guess I don't know if Caesar is circumcised. I don't know if he isn't. I don't know why I'm talking about this.
It's a weird thing to immediately be kind of shy about.
Yes. Ironically enough, this is the segue they use to bring us in to talk about Debbie. Is Colton his uncircumcised dick? I mean, can you imagine when the producers, when they're planning out that? So we got to get to Debbie. How do we? Oh, the dick.
Circumcision
the dick.
Beat. It's the circumcision beat.
The dick, Rachel. Yeah. Thank you. You're now not an intern anymore, Jenny. Let's talk about
the fact that I was just going to say the fact Please. That Caesar thinks Please. That. It's okay to announce on national television he has low testosterone, but whether he's circumcised or not is just a bridge too far.
if he starts doing fucking ads for testosterone on his Instagram because of this, then that's genius. All right, let's talk about Debbie in Canada.
I'm candid and happy.
Not as much with this, but she is happy. They're... I do like when they're watching the video of them making out when they meet each other. Sean Robinson just goes, good Lord, Debbie.
I will say, the camera lingered on that with the mouth sounds longer than I think we've seen. Between Veronica's Anyone. Thing with Justin, mm-hmm. I think Debbie's gets the... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was too many... Don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's...
Mm-hmm. Mom. Mm-hmm. Where's the horse?
So at one point I think someone asks, I don't know, maybe it was Sean. I think Tim asks. What's or maybe someone says, what's different about sex in your 70s? Tim's like, it takes longer. But really,
Tim acts like he's 90 years old this episode.
Yeah. He at one point and Debbie says, I don't know, people don't talk when they're younger. Nowadays, people ask, what do you like? What do you y'all? And then my mind was flooded of Debbie saying, you like it when I do this to your dick? You like it when I put it fast? What about this?
No, Mom, I don't want to do this, Mom. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do you like it when I rub my tongue up and down it?
Yeah, put it on my hairy balls, Debbie, right there on Santa's balls. Yeah, Debbie.
I'm sorry.
Ho, 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 ho.
I had to make sure everyone else got as graphic as I did when she said we have to ask each other things. I immediately just kind of got sick.
Santa's going to come early this year,
Debbie. No!
So, y'all, we bring out...
they're fine in Canada. They've got to figure out what staying there is going to be a problem. They got to figure that out.
And she gets upset.
Let's
bring out Colton Vanessa, who has permed her hair.
I think she looks good. You didn't like it? I thought
it
she looked good.
Needs to relax a little bit.
I think she can't relax a little bit.
I like her better with straight hair.
I like the curl. I think she's uptight because she realizes, holy fuck, Debbie left and now I have to deal with fucking Colt.
This was pretty revealing.
That was a revelation.
Which we all kind of assumed would happen. But she said, after all these long months, Vanessa says, I've experienced Colt without Debbie and I feel like I've gained a child.
Which means, y'all, we're going to get a happily ever after.
And y'all, Debbie died. Debbie's like, I knew it.
She died, but at the same time, she also, Vanessa said, yeah, he needs to be taken care of, and he's really high maintenance, and now she's gone, and I'm stuck with it. And you see Debbie get pride for a child and go, stuck with it? Like, yeah. Who would be stuck with baby Colt?
They're so codependent.
And so Sean brings up the last tell-all, and she says, Debbie was really blamed for the majority of your problems, and Vanessa said, well, I see it now that Colt is 100% the child.
Yeah.
So she didn't say I'm sorry, but she kind of exonerated Debbie.
Yeah.
the next thing, y'all, and this is kind of hard to watch. I'm surprised this was the very end. I guess they were saving their hard-hitting stuff at the very end.
Oh, yes, it's when Mike scene. And fucking Josh are on the same stage and I shit my pants. I called Jake after that, y'all.
So they are... They're this scene where Debbie can't even watch it, their last fight, when Colt is basically... He's just crying into Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And Colt is just sitting there just watching without kind of a sociopath's emotions. And
well, he says he can't feel emotion.
And he says, I wish I could say I felt something, but I don't. And
I think she's faking it.
Barring a diagnosis of him being a sociopath, it also means that I think he's been on television a little too long.
I'm going to step back and say only we haven't seen, you and I have not, I mean, we don't think she's
great.
Their
original season.
We have not seen their original, and people.
And their happily ever after season.
Our sissies have told us that Debbie is a monster.
Yeah.
Like a maniacal, controlling monster. Mm-hmm. We have not really seen, we saw a little bit of Debbie with,
sure, Jess.
With Good Morning, My Dick, but. Debbie was a little more aware of the cameras and how she was perceived. So I think we got a better edit.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I agree with you for the most part. I'm just giving us maybe we'll learn. Next season after
Tim
this.
Tim says, have some respect for your mom. And then he says, I don't even call her my mom. I haven't for 20 years. That's how much I feel like I don't have a mother.
Again,
why would you? This just feels.
Caesar even says, have more respect for your mom. This is your mom.
What? I guess I feel like what can be gained by this except for just hurting Debbie?
But either Colt has made something up in his mind, or, and I think this could be it too, it might be both. We've only seen the tip of this iceberg of this relationship, and I think mm-hmm. that's a lot of, but. It clearly is. Colt has so much, I think, anger about his dad's death, and it's tied up to his mother because he talks about how dare you say that my father would be disappointed in the way I act. Debbie's like, I apologize for that. And he's like, but that's a mountain number. Colt's making no sense. And it does seem you're watching this going, where does the validation of this anger come from? Because it doesn't make sense to me. It out of nowhere.
I just don't understand the phrase, I don't have a mother. Like how, I guess it seems.
What did she do that was that bad?
Yeah. And not call her your mother.
And Vanessa completely stays out of it. So she's just sitting there letting it happen.
Colt's rarely so non-self-aware to do this and to make himself an enemy of everyone on stage
mm-hmm.
by coming for his, who everyone on stage kind of likes Debbie. Even Tania is like in with her by the end.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
That's all I've got for this one.
Yeah. I think they're gearing them up for happily ever after.
Ugh, I don't give a shit about them.
I think they'll put put Colt and Vanessa on there and tie it in with Debbie and Tony.
What would be the problem?
If Debbie's with Tony, she can't be on Single Life anymore.
Right. So you think they would film in Canada?
I think they would do both. I think it would be about the happily ever after would be about their relationship as and then we would go back and forth from Vegas to Canada.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
Well, I think it's going to happen. That's what I think.
You know what? I can honestly say this. I'd rather that than more Lib and Andre, to be honest.
I would rather that than more Bilal and Shida.
Or Michael and Angela.
Yes, I would rather that.
I would cut those three out.
Yes.
Give Jovi and Yara a good storyline instead of a fake one.
Yeah.
I'd stay around for more Submit and Jenny.
Oh, and give me all of Kimberly and Usman.
I agree. Those are the only two I want to see more of.
Yeah. Please. Yeah.
Please. Please.
Hold my hands.
Please. Please.
That's y'all.
That's Woo! The show. We talked about, y'all, we talked about this on Happily Ever After. But speaking of, there is news. It's kind of, sissies are thrown. It's really getting traction now. There are rumors that Veronica is dating Jamal.
And that's who we're going to see. That's supposedly who we're going to see in the third part of the tell-all next week.
The third part of the tell-all. We don't know. Veronica won't tell us anything, even though we've tried.
Right.
So there you go.
He's sworn to secrecy.
Fine. You listen. You use your NDAs. Boy, you think you have a drink with San Diego and they'll tell you some secrets. But you know what?
More than one.
Yeah. Oh, well, good. I hope she is. Someone needs to get that dick. And if it's not me, it might as well be Veronica. All right, everybody. That's the show. Golly. Again, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I've never said this in 90 Day Fiancé multiverse history. I'm excited for the third tell-all.
Or part three of the tell-all.
Did you ever think you would? Are you?
No, usually part three is that last little bit of ejaculate that just dribbles out.
What did you do when you saw the clip of Mike and Josh sitting by each other?
I'd already seen it. You act like you're Amish and you hadn't seen it before.
I was.
I'd already seen that clip, so I knew it happened. I was shocked when it happened, but I've seen it in the trailer.
Oh, it's gonna be good. All right, everybody, go to realitygaze.com. It's our website. You can find us on Instagram, you know, and Twitter and TikTok. Listen to our collab that y'all really enjoying that we did with Constant Reality Check. Meredith and Jack, we were talking Love Without Borders,
Love
the new Bravo
without
show.
Love Without Borders.
From the producers, we found out of Love is Blind.
It tracks, boy.
It tracks, but it's messier than Love It. But
it still feels like we got about through the outlining stage and we just said, this one's going to production.
It's like they wanted to make Love Is, not Love Is Blind, but like, how do we do this and then incorporate Love Island?
Or, as you said before, The Amazing Race, which is exactly what it is.
Yeah. It's like,
without money. They
yeah, more Amazing money. Race. Yeah, more Amazing Race. So. Anyway,
I still I've been thinking about that show since we watched it, and how I've decided I'm kind of in love with Dana, even though I thought she was ridiculous. She's the one I'm thinking about.
I was texting with Ronnie from Crappin's about, and he said I can't wait to watch this entire shit show of a show. He's thrilled to watch it, and then I said, well, wait till you meet Dana, who lives in a van and doesn't know where Ireland is. And Ronnie just responded, I hate van people. by the way, you haven't announced this yet, but I think we can. Do you want to announce what we picked for our Bicurious? What won?
Yes. The winner of the Bicurious is Written in the Stars, the Discovery Plus show. It handily won. I was kind of surprised. It's a mess. I've already watched. But strangely, I'm going to surprise you. I was oddly compelled.
Oh, we're only doing the first episode. I think I'm going to have to watch
the whole
season.
We're not covering it all, though. Don't even try to ask.
Don't ask. But it is, I don't know. This, I said earlier, and this has a very Love Island feel, but y'all, possibly the set of the most gorgeous men I've ever
they
seen on a reality
so
show.
They are so hot.
Like,
everyone is.
There's not an ugly man. And actually, the women are beautiful, too, but there's not, who cares about them? There's not an ugly man.
Were there women on the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, all right, everybody.
I just saw Jack's beautiful hair and stared at him. Do you see his enormous bulge?
Yes, his enormous bulge. Oh, and don't get me started about Toby or Tony.
No, it's Toby.
It's Toby.
Or Mattia, the Italian.
Oh, God. They're all and Callum.
Oh,
Callum and his
really
curly
hot.
Hair.
Callum's really hot. I'm even into David. I'm even into David.
Yes, David's body and his big nipples. You just want to ng-ng-ng-ng on. Okay.
I need to go sit on something.
We got to go. We got to go record our Bicurious. But y'all, thank y'all for listening. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate y'all so much. We call these people Lonely Hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poods?
Yeah. And if you've ever reached past to get the 5-hour energy at your local convenient vape store and reach for those low T pills, you can come at me. Yeah.
mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.